This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit progress note on Craig Hayes. Last name is H-A-Y-E-S. Craig, C-R-A-I-G. Place was Grand Blanc Fields. Date seen was April 18th, 2022. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mr. Hayes was seen in follow-up of osteoarthritis, hypertension, gout, depression. And he has a history of prostate cancer, period. He does have some degree of dementia, as he doesn't remember many things, period. New paragraph history. He does have low back pain that's chronic, period. It's not extreme, and he benefits from Tylenol for this, period. He's in more pains from gout that happens off and on. It is an allopurinol, period. A few weeks ago, he had pain in his knee that the staff believed was related to gout, period. We did ask the staff to inform us if he gets severe joint pain that fits the category of gout and will order colchicine, period. He is not having any active inflammation of any joint when seen today on the 18th of April, period. He does have dementia without major behaviors, period. He's only partially and minimally oriented, period. He has recurrent major depression, but his affect seemed good today, period. He is on Seroquel. For this period. At this point in time, he's not on an antidepressant, period. He did not seem depressed, period. He has a history of pulmonary emboli, for which is on Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day, period. He's had an aortic aneurysm without rupture, period. He's bothered by constipation off and on, period. He does use Miralax, 17 grams daily in liquid, and has Lactulose available as needed, period. His hypertension is currently controlled, and there's no headache or chest pain or any cardiac symptoms. And the pressure was 118 over 70. He's on amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. And carvedilol, 25 milligrams daily. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, some constipation. GU, no dysuria, other complaints. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia. He walks with a walker. The paragraph. Past history, osteoarthritis, dementia, gout, heart disease. But he couldn't be clear on the nature of this, period. He does have hypertension, back pain, chronic low back pain, hearing impairment, alcohol problem in the past, history of prostate cancer, anxiety, renal problems, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, depression, osteoporosis, pulmonary embolus, recurrent major depressive disorder. New paragraph, family history. Father died at 80 of heart problems, cancer, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. His mother died at 82, complaining of cardiac problems, period. His sibling is deceased with heart problems, alcoholism, hypertension, and COPD. He had a son who died at 58 of acute myocardial infarction, period. He's a daughter that's alive with high cholesterol and cancer. New paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Pulse 60, respiratory 16, temperature 96.8. blood pressure 118 over 70, O2 saturation 96%, head and neck, pupils equal reactive light, eyelids and conduct eye are normal, exocumens intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Hearing was good, neck supple, no master nodes, no thyromegaly. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal, swims 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and not tender. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. He can walk with a walker, but it was a bit slow period. Musculoskeletal shoulder range of motion is grossly normal, but he has some pain in the left shoulder period. Sensation is intact. Skin was unremarkable. New paragraph. Mental status, affect was good, period. In orientation to time, he scored 2 out of 5, period. He knew the year, season, but not the day, date, or month, period. In orientation to place, he scored 1 out of 5, period. He knew the floor, but not the place, city, state, or county, period. Affect was normal. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1. Mr. Hayes has back pain and mild osteoarthritis diffusely, period. I'll continue Tylenol 650 milligrams every 4 hours as needed, period. 2. He has hypertension controlled with amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. 3. He has issue of gout and remains on allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, period. I asked him to call me if he gets a severe attack, and we can order colchicine 1.2 milligrams followed by 0.6 milligrams an hour later, period. Four, he has history of pulmonary embolism and thus is on the Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, period. Seven, he has chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and we'll see the fall of his nephrologist, period. New paragraph, we'll cancel the trial. Just say he's got chronic kidney disease, but he doesn't seem to have any urinary problems at present, period. He said his gastroesophageal reflux disease, and I'll continue omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, period. He's an Ativan for anxiety and Seroquel for history of psychosis and major depression, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.